Previously on That's What She Said.
Yeah, and then Big Fatty's coming in
May
this month, pretty soon.
The 21st, Saturday. Should be fun.
So, yeah. We get to go see Nessa.
Yep.
We'll see everyone, actually, and more people. There's going to be a few people that we never met before.
Yep.
Should be fun. We need to make shirts.
Wear protection.
I know. Well, you aren't even going to go to the Disneyland part. Or are you?
If I have money.
You don't have to.
I'll go.
Well, is that what we're doing? Because
well, that's what I think the...
Well,
the
I know we're going to do like a dinner thing, but...
Well, it's at 3. We're going to be there. That's when we meet.
Yeah.
And greet. And meet again.
And meet.
Meet with an A.
Good yeah. one.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
There's going to be a few people that we never met before.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 885 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 22th of June, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we have got lots of people coming to Las Vegas, and we've got voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well, y'all. I'm telling you, this week in the coal mine is just, it's a little cray-cray. It is just a little cray-cray, y'all. It's like double Zoloft week. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I hadn't been doing that. So I may have to start doing that tomorrow. But anyway, we're doing fine. We are doing just fine. And there we go. Y'all, I went and looked to see if there was an update on the Big Brother to see if they've chosen those people. Because y'all, we are just 3 weeks. 3 weeks away from the start of that show. And is that right? Is that... No. No, we are 2 weeks. Because it's on the 7th of the 7th of July. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Is that right? Yes! And y'all, you know those people have got to have time to turn off their water and get their mail forwarded to someone. And, oh, dear Gussie. And, y'all, and to take care of the pants... Not the pants. Ah! Poor Big Fatty, take care of the pants and the elderly. Bring in the pants and the elderly. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Oh. But y'all, what I'm telling you, the thing that really got Big Fatty, busy on Monday, y'all, was the reaction to the big news about Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, now, y'all, I don't have any updates for you as far as a code or anything, but y'all, I promise you, you will get that information here at the BFO, or you will be able to get it over at the Pride 48 website, or if you are on the Twitty, make sure you follow Pride 48 on there. I meant to tell you those other two things yesterday, but y'all, it just skipped my mind. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, as of this recording, y'all, I have been notified by... 16, I've been notified that we have confirmed 16 rooms with the possibility of more. And y'all, I'm just going to run down the list of the ones that I've already heard from. We've got the studio suite, of course, that is room number one. We've got that Daniel Biba. And Joe, they'll be in a room. We've got Lori Warbucks and my grandson, Steven. They're going to be sharing a room. Me and Wes Stone will be sharing a room. Moose P will have his room. Gavin from the Poke It With a Stick. will be there. Y'all, there are three, I say three, coming from the Foul Monkeys up there in the Chicagos. And y'all, there's a possibility there's even more coming from that crowd up there. Y'all, we have got Miss Nessa, and perhaps, Tara from Michigan sharing a room with her, but Nessa's coming anyway. She's got the casino itch, y'all. And y'all, there is no medicated salve for that. I don't know if you knew that or not. Y'all, we have got, Wes, the gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. And Travis, they were going to stay down at the Stratosphere. But when they heard that we were going to be at the Pyramid up at the Luxor, y'all, they've switched to their hotel accommodations. So we've heard from them. Y'all, Miss Melinda will be there. Y'all, Mark, who does the funny postcards, the Laughing Buddha, he is going to be there. Y'all, Pete out there in the San Franciscos, he's going to be there, and he may or may not be sharing a room with that Daryl in the Novas, although I've not heard from Daryl in the Novas. We got word from the ladies at the Greetings from Nowhere, a little show. That's Christina and Nicole. Y'all, they are going to be there, and y'all, I have heard from Joey Bohonker over there at the Cocktails and Cream Puffs that y'all he can't tell me exactly how many rooms he's going to need. There's either going to be four or six of them, not rooms but people, but y'all, he says definitely put us down for two rooms and I'll let you know about the others. And y'all, we have gotten, Big Fatty has received word from a lurker that he is going to be there, but y'all, he will probably just be standing over in the corner in the darkness. But anyway, y'all, and I won't mention his name other than to say Larry the Lurker's got a room also. But y'all, those are the people that I have heard from as I am recording this little show. So y'all, it just sounds lovely.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham.
Fatty, I haven't called in quite some time now, and I know the crickets have missed me. I wanted to make a big announcement of some breaking news. It seems that Ange from BC of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast has decided to join me as the guest co-host of the So You Think You Can Dance update. I know you're not going to be listening because you don't like Mary Murphy and Matthew on that one, but that's big breaking news. So since you are the center of the podcasting universe, I figure it would be good to once again use your show and abuse your show to promote my own. So go to thatbluejeansguy.com and you can listen to the So You Think You Can Dance update. And always thank you for calling. Bye.
Oh, David, thank you so much for calling the little show, and that's lovely. That's lovely that you're going to have the Ange in BC, or the Pink Wing Nuts. He's going to drive in to do that show. Do-do-do-do. And y'all, I believe Ange might be coming to Las Vegas also. I don't know about David. Don't know about David, but Ange, I hadn't heard from you, so you need to get on the horn. Get on the horn with Big Fatty. Now, y'all, speaking of people that I think are coming to Las Vegas that I haven't heard from.
Hey, Pat, it's Bacon. Can you hear that in the background? It's the vent above my stove. Here, I'll hold the phone up so you can hear it. All right. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but it's pretty loud. I'm making potato salad. I'm making a T-bone steak for Smelly for supper for Father's Day today, because tomorrow we're going to go ride the motorcycles. And I don't know what we'll do on Sunday, but I just wanted to leave Sunday open for him to do whatever he wants to do. Anyway, I'm listening to the show, and you're talking about the Father's Day card and sticking something in it. So I had a question. One, do your siblings listen to your show or know you do a show? Ding, 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 ding. I'm waiting for you to answer the question. And two, were you the favorite child? And three, do your siblings do for the hats as you do? Okay, I have another question, but let me see. It had to do with Guru. I can't remember what it was, but I have to take someone to work now. All right, goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Miss Kathy Bacon, and you know she's going to be at the Las Vegas Pride 48. I assume she is, y'all. I assume she'll be coming down on her hog. She'll be riding a hog down there. And y'all, speaking of going back to David, that blue jeans guy, and the pink wing nuts, I'm wondering if Ange is going to be driving to Las Vegas. I don't know. I just don't know, but maybe we'll find out. When and if he calls. And Miss Bacon, interesting questions. Number one, I don't know who's the favorite and who's not and all this kind of stuff. You know, I think that the firstborn always has a special place, but I think the youngest always has a special place as well. It's those middle children that kind of get tend to get lost in the scuffle. As far as my siblings, they do not listen to the little show. At least I don't think they do. At least I hope they do. And I don't think they probably don't even know what the hell a podcast is. That's all I'm gonna say. And y'all, and as far as do they do for the hats as I do, well, y'all, y'all, that is a garden solid and some fried turkey. Yes, big fatty, lovely. And see, here's the thing with the siblings, with my two brothers, who are both younger than I am. One lives right next door to the hats. That's the one that provided the grandchildren, thank God. And then my other brother and his wife, they live about 15 minutes away from the hats. So, you know, I'm the black sheep of the family. Excuse me, the sheep of the family. And so, you know, that's why I call them every Sunday, and that's why I do a little something special in the Mother's Day cards. But, you know, like, they probably took them out. Well, they didn't this year because they weren't around. But they probably took them, normally take them out for breakfast on Mother's and Father's Day, or do a little cookout or something like that. And you know, they're doing things for them all during the year that, you know, Big Fatty ain't around to do that kind of stuff. So, in answer to your question, no, I don't think that they do what Big Fatty does, but that doesn't mean they don't do anything. And, you know, they probably do more than Big Fatty does. Although, I will say that the hats oftentimes say that They hear from me more than they hear from them, and they're just right next door. Big Fatty, that sounds odd. What would it be like if they live like up in New York?
Hello, Big Fatty. How are you? It's John Kobach in New York. I just wanted to say I was listening to Friday's show, and it's Monday. I'm a little behind in more ways than one. And I also had the same problem. I sent you a couple of requests to play that word game about a month ago, and you never answered them. And I was a little pissed off and a little annoyed. And then I realized I sent it to Big Fatty. I didn't send it to Big Fatty online. I realized that when I heard that show on Friday that I fucked up. So I'm going to have to resend those requests. I bet there's a lot of people doing the same thing. That's number one. Number two, I want to say I downloaded that Big Fatty app on my iPhone and my iPad, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm enjoying it tremendously. You can hear by all the little sounds I get to make with the app. And I'm actually driving now, so I shouldn't be playing with my Big Fatty app while I'm driving. Anyway, that's it. Love the show. See you soon. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is John up there in New York. So nice they named it twice. And y'all, John was a little skeptical, I believe, about downloading the BFO app. But y'all, it sounds to me like he's loving it. Just lovely. And and y'all, the soundboard is just lovely. And y'all, I need to talk to Steven the Uck about that, because we may add a couple of new sounds to the soundboard, because, you know, yes, Big Fatty, yes. So anyway, now y'all, we've got one, but anyway, John brings up a good point about the Words with Friends, y'all. It is Big Fatty Online. It is not just Big Fatty. Y'all, I don't know who this Big Fatty person is, but, you know, they get what they deserve for stealing that name. And, you know, what can I say? But always remember to put the in the online. Now, y'all, I've just received a call as we were recording the little show, and y'all, we're just going to play it now. Don't have any idea who it's from.
Hey, Big Fatty, Tim in Alaska here. Yes, I'll be there. Las Vegas, here I come. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Tim in Alaska. Is he coming? I don't know. Alaska. Ah, Big Fatty, please. Anyway, but Tim from Alaska, are you bringing your other half with you, or are you just coming on your own? And y'all, that's one thing. If I haven't heard from you, make sure you let me know. How many rooms you think you're going to need, and if there'll be other people with you or not. And, y'all, you're not being held to anything. This is just for estimation purposes. And y'all also, don't expect Big Fatty to make your reservations for you. Y'all, I think Christina and Nicole thought that, yes, I would like a double, I would like a room with two queen beds, and if you could have a garçon stop by and give me a massage. Big Fatty ain't arranging for that shit. I am not your concierge. No! You have to do all that shit on your own. But y'all, I saw that several people are very excited about the buffet pass. And especially that $10 extra for the all-you-can-drink wine what is that beer that comes out of the thing? Not out of the bottle. It comes out. What is it? What is that? A draft? Yes, McFaddy, the draft beer. And so y'all, I have a feeling that. That the Luxor will dear Gussie, they will rethink that after the Pride 48 weekend, y'all. You'll probably be the last chance. We'll call it last call for that. Yes, McFaddy. I don't know if you saw this or not. Many of you may not, but y'all, on Monday, the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network, Mr. Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo, and Doug, his other half, y'all, they tied the knot. They tied the knot up there in the Chicago's, and there was quite a hootenanny from what I understand, so we want to send out congratulations to them. Also, you know, evidently, y'all, there was just lots of cake left over after all that, and y'all, there may have, I don't know, but PNS said there may have been some finger blasting.
There's going to be a few people that we never met before.
Well, no, you may not meet them, but you might finger blast them, yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.